The Starting Gate is sponsored by Mojo Racing Partners. We're on a mission to provide smart, affordable, fun, and educational opportunities to participate in the sport of thoroughbred racing. By J.R. Caldwell Training Stables, providing the best care, accommodations, and services to get your runners in the winner's circle. By Valor Farm, a proud tradition of racing champions and breeding winners. By December Farm, caring for your blood stock is a matter of personal pride. We don't do it any other way. By Southern Racehorse Magazine, covering thoroughbred racing in Texas and around the region. By Remember Me Rescue, accepting, rehabilitating, and retraining racehorses after their careers at the track have ended. No other sport raises the hairs on the back of your neck out of pure instinct. No other sport sends a natural, tingling sensation from head to toe like you've never felt before. And no other sport causes people to simultaneously step outside of themselves and scream at the tops of their voices for the sake of cheering horses competing against each other as they charge toward the finish line.
The field comes off the turn. Tisno on the outside. Albert the Great on the rail. The two of them continue to go at it. Here comes Giant's Causeway for Ireland on the outside. They're coming into the final furlong. Tisno, tough as nails. Giant's Causeway on the outside. Giant's Causeway and Tisno battling head-to-head. A heart-pounding, pulsating stretch drive. And Tisno prevails. Tisno has won it by a nose over Giant's Causeway. And it was close for third there between Captain Steve.
That's Tom Durkin calling the stretch run of one of the most thrilling horse races ever, the 2000 Breeders' Cup Classic between Tisnow and Giant's Causeway. For the owners of a thoroughbred racehorse, the pinnacle of their passion, dedication, patience, and desire all comes together in one spontaneous moment when their horse is thundering down the stretch, fighting for the finish. Racing at the highest levels, like in the Breeders' Cup, is special. It happens at one glorious moment when the combination of talent, careful planning, and luck all comes together. That said, to be an owner of a healthy, competitive racehorse is more likely than what you might think. Hello everybody, Fred Taylor here, the host of The Starting Gate. Thank you for tuning in. This is our first show, and it's a fantastic weekend to launch the program because the 30th edition of the Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championships is also underway at Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, California. The Breeders' Cup event annually attracts the best horses from around the world that will compete in 15 races with purses totaling $25 million over a two-day series that started yesterday afternoon. There are nine championship races on today's card, with the pinnacle being the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic, which will be shown live and in prime time on NBC from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time. So, thanks again for joining us today. I'm glad you're including the Starting Gate as part of this action-packed racing weekend. For most of my life, I've been a horse racing fan. I own racehorses, and I love the sport of thoroughbred racing. 7 years ago, I started a small business called Mojo Racing Partners to bring people, like you, together and to help them get involved in this fascinating sport. I created this radio program to take you behind the scenes in order to share the stories of what makes owning a thoroughbred so intriguing and to provide you with unique perspectives of the more interesting places where the owners typically go. For racing fans and people who want to become owners, there are lots of new and exciting facets to feature about the sport. But before we get started, I think it's important to point out that horse racing is a very social activity that's best enjoyed as a group event. In other words, racing is more fun when you partake in the experience with your friends, family, and associates. And it's a good way to meet people, too. So, if you're looking for a reason to throw a party, this is it. My goal with this program is to help you better understand the sport from the inside out. I want to share with you all of the different aspects that make taking an active part in the thoroughbred industry personally rewarding, intriguing, and really a lot of fun. To give you that quote-unquote insider's point of view, we'll visit the farms, the sales companies, the backside, and go out to the clubhouse of the racetrack to meet the experts who breed, sell, train, and come up with the strategies for horse racing success. Thanks to the support of our sponsors and the owners of this radio station, I'm committed to producing 25 additional shows. During the next 12 months, we'll cover topics such as breeding, the sales process, training, visiting the backside, race day activities, special events, enjoying the big race days, like the Breeders' Cup, and supporting racing charities. The program is not about handicapping races, however. There are plenty of those out there. We'll have a show about reading the racing program and making smart bets, but it's not the focus of this program. I'm interested in discussing the things that will help you understand what makes the horse racing experience both appealing and enticing. I should point out that I'm not a radio professional, so if the show skips a beat, sounds a bit off, or comes up a little short on your expectations, I hope you'll cut me a little slack. That said, I'm open to and want your feedback, so you can send your thoughts and questions to gotostartinggate@gmail.com. Let me spell that out. That's gostartinggate@gmail.com, in lowercase. I'm looking forward to reading and responding to your questions on the air in future broadcasts. Of course, the businesses that support our program are ready to meet your needs, too. So please let them know you heard about their services on the Starting Gate, and they'll be happy to talk to you about a discount or possibly a special rate. You're listening to the Starting Gate on KCLW. I'm your host, Fred Taylor. Today I want to share with you the moment when my interest in horse racing began and planted a seed in my mind that would eventually blossom into a lifelong passion for the sport. I grew up around Louisville, Kentucky, the place every thoroughbred owner and die-hard racing fan wants to be the first Saturday in May. It's where Churchill Downs is located, and it's the home of the Kentucky Derby. My first memory of a horse race was when Spectacular Bid won the Derby in 1979. I was 9 years old. Spectacular Bid, or the Bid as he was known to racing fans alike, was a dark, steely gray horse that was bred in Kentucky at Buck Pond Farm. The Bid's father, Bold Bitter, was a stakes winner who had also produced Cannonade, the winner of the 1974 Kentucky Derby, just 5 years earlier at the 100th anniversary of the race. The Bid's grandsire, Bold Ruler, was an 8-time leading sire in North America who had produced the American racing legend, Secretariat. Spectacular Bid was indeed an impeccably bred equine specimen, and his performance in the Kentucky Derby was nothing short of brilliant. I can't explain why this particular Kentucky Derby captured my attention, and not the one the year before that produced the last Triple Crown winner, Affirmed. But I still remember sitting in front of the TV and watching the action unfold before my very eyes.
As for today's cast of characters, we have a 19-year-old jockey matched up against a 42-year-old veteran rider. As for the trainers, we have voluble, super-confident Bud Delp against conservative veteran Gordon Campbell. And the owners, well, Harry and Teresa and Tommy Meyerhoff are three Baltimoreans having the time of their lives with Spectacular Bid. B.J. Ritter is an elderly, wealthy newspaper tycoon, but a very good friend of his said to me just about an hour ago, he actually lives for Flying Pacer these days.
The Bid was the favorite that day, but I didn't know that. In fact, I knew nothing about any of the horses that were in the race. Like every kid that lives in Louisville, I knew about the Derby, but horse racing at the time wasn't something that I was personally connected with. Playing baseball was more important to me back then. But, for some reason, as the television camera scanned the crowd just before the race, the people packed into Churchill Downs that sunny afternoon really captured my attention. I suppose it was the spectacle of it all, and it was enough to draw me in to see what was going on.
And so, as the horses continue to go in, there goes the Bid. Now remember, the Bid was acting up some. He was acting up some in the paddock area, but he went in quietly enough, Eddie.
Very good. He just walked in there like a man.
Shamgo, number five, going into his position.
They're having no problem loading this field so far.
There is Green King, who's had the appearance of a settled horse.
The Derby is a mile and a quarter race over a sandy, what's known as loam dirt surface, that stretches out in a wide oval that hasn't moved an inch since the first time the Run for the Roses was held back in 1875. Positioned atop the Churchill Clubhouse are the iconic twin spires that preside over the race day proceedings like noble ambassadors of the sport. The Derby starts at the far left end of the grandstand if you're facing out. The horses make one lap around the track before reaching the finish line at the opposite, far right end of the home stretch. And the race usually takes about 2 minutes and 2 seconds to complete, and during that time the horses and jockeys will change positions as the pace and distance affects their stamina and racing strategy.
And it's General Assembly now passing the stands for the first time. That Shamgo along the rail, General Assembly between horses, and a lot of gold on the outside, and Flying Pacer is right there. Four of them across the track, and there's 1 mile to go. On the inside now, it's General Assembly. Shamgo on the rail, Flying Pacer third, Then a lot of gold on the outside fourth. Great Redeemer surprisingly up in fifth position. Then it's King Celebrity, sixth on the outside. Spectacular Bid is seventh. Scream King moves through eighth along the rail. Golden Act is ninth by a head. And Sir Ivor again is tenth on the outside as they race on to the backstretch.
Going past the Twin Spires for the first time, jockey Ron Franklin had the bid about four wide off the rail and settled comfortably in seventh going around the clubhouse turn. The bid was in cruise control going along the backstretch when Franklin called on him to pick up the pace at the half-mile pole, and the bid responded in kind, gaining ground in every stride. Into the far turn, feeling good about the way his horse was running, Franklin decides it's time for the bid to make his move. At the top of the stretch, the bid looked like he had shifted into another gear and took the lead from General Assembly, the horse that had been out in front. And with a furlong to go, the bid pulled away to win the 105th Derby by three lengths.
Then on the outside, Flying Pacer, fifth by a head. King Celebrity moves through with a rush now sixth. Spectacular Bid is seventh and closing ground. That's the bid right alongside the Pacer as they move to the half-mile pole.
It was the perfect race. What I remember the most was the way the bid swept around the far turn, leaving the other horses in his dust. His ability to come from the middle of the pack halfway through the race and his power to draw clear taught me an early lesson in racing about patience and pace. Now, when I look back on the race, I'm more impressed with how comfortable the horse seemed to be. During the first half, he was tucked in behind the front runners, conserving energy so he could unleash a fury of centripetal force around the far turn that would propel him down the stretch as if being flung from David's slingshot.
Between horses, that's Flying Pacer, and on the outside there goes the bid. So it's the bid on the outside. Spectacular Bid gets the lead by a head. General Assembly on the inside, second. Flying Pacer is third, and down the stretch they come. And it's Spectacular Bid taking the lead by a length and a half. Along the inside, General Assembly in second. Flying Pacer drops back on the outside. Golden Act coming on, but there's a 16th of a mile to go, and Spectacular Bid is going to win the 105th running of the Kentucky Derby. Spectacular Bid doesn't run Franklin aboard. General Assembly second under the wire. After that, it was Golden Act and King Celebrity.
The bid's performance was nothing like I'd ever seen before. From that moment on, when I rode my bike around the neighborhood, I tried to replicate his sweeping move and muster up the same energy to get me past my friendly rivals. The level of excitement from watching that race was unexpected. Before that, my enthusiasm was limited to stealing second base, riding a roller coaster, or catching fish. Don't get me wrong, that's all fun stuff, but this was different. Watching that race was unique. It was a natural reaction to seeing momentum building, then experiencing a pure adrenaline rush related to peak performance. As a 9-year-old watching the Kentucky Derby for the first time, I didn't have any type of vested interest in the bid or any other horses for that matter. I was a mesmerized spectator for a brief but satisfying moment. That moment would be rekindled several years later when I was in high school, and it would solidify my desire to become an active participant in this awesome sport. So what was your first horse race experience? Do you have a favorite racing memory? And when did you become interested in the sport? Let us know what you think by sending your thoughts and questions to gotostartinggate@gmail.com, and if they pertain to the program, we might read them on the air during the next broadcast. You can listen to The Starting Gate every first and third Saturday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time on KCLW, and links to every program can be found on our webpage by going to mojoracingpartners.com/thestartinggate. I'm Fred Taylor. Thank you for tuning in this week. Support for The Starting Gate comes from Mojo Racing Partners. Give the people what they want. Go to mojoracingpartners.com for more information. From J.R. Caldwell Training Stables, where the horse comes first. Go to jrcaldwelltrainingstables.com for more information. From Valor Farm, go to valorfarm.com for more information. From December Farm, distinctively different. Go to december-farm.com for more information. From Southern Racehorse Magazine, go to southernracehorse.com for more information. From Remember Me Rescue, go to retiredracehorses.org for more information.